Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is a special edition today, September 10th, 2019. It is the Apple Media Event Aftermath Edition. With me today to comment on same, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with me. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
I am happy that John's here.
I'm happy that Brian's here.
Thank you. And thank you, Kelly.
You're more than welcome. I'm happy that both of you are here because we have loads to talk about. And John, I think you put this best. This is the hardware event.
Yeah, it was especially pleasing for me. Sometimes a laborious and detailed exploration of iOS 13 features can be iOS 13 or iOS in general can be kind of tedious.
Yes.
Especially if you've been reading every article there is on the betas and Apple's recapping something that's already been publicly written about. But hardware is always a surprise. Mm-hmm. And hardware is pleasing, and displaying the hardware along with what it does in context with the software, it seems to be, I don't know if it's a new approach, but it was this time a pleasing approach. And it kind of made the event kind of more sparkling and upbeat and less dreary because hardware is always fun.
Yeah, but I mean, the point though is that Apple had,
It was an iPhone event, of course, and that's a hardware event in itself. But I mean, all the other secondary.
Yeah,
things.
We didn't, to your point, John, we didn't, I mean, there's not more new hardware in this event. It's just that's really the only thing we talked about. And if software was talked about, it was talked about in the context of the hardware, not the software. So we saw new iOS 13 features, but they were all tied to iPhone 11 or 11 Pro or 11 Pro Max.
Whereas, or some of the iPad stuff. Like we did see, here's some cool stuff you can do on the iPad with iPad OS because we have a new iPad to tell you about.
Yeah, but those features weren't tied to the new hardware. Like everything we saw on iPad OS will work on
everything that runs iPad OS.
That runs iPad OS. But like all the new software stuff that we saw in iOS 13 was all, I think at least, was all tied. Everything I could think of was all tied to the new iPhones.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
So, I was going to incorrectly butt in with the idea that Apple had more hardware to show, but that's not actually the case.
No, it's the customary stuff.
It was the customary stuff. Well, if anything, there were fewer new iPads. There was no new iPad Pro.
Right. But we got the last iPad Pro at a separate event in October, I think, last year. Wasn't that it?
I honestly don't remember.
I want to say that's what it was. But it was its own event that kind of came out of nowhere. So,
I'm not sure that it was. Regardless,
we didn't get the iPad Pro at the iPhone event. I know that. But the other thing about today is that, as we noted before we started recording, Tim said right at the top, like, I'm going to skip the recap because we usually get something about retail and we get sort of the highlight reel of the new version of iOS. And then that highlight reel ties directly into, now that we've shown you what the new version of iOS will do, let's show you the new hardware that's going to run the new version of iOS. Here's a new phone. And that, you know. And so on. So
the other feeling I got, Kelly, is that there was a sort of a feeling I got that Apple was touting the panoply of all the things that they do. Sometimes the events get kind of focused, get kind of rah-rah, kind of get pushy. This had the flavor of here's all the things that we do for you, iPads, TVs, plus services, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, health management. We build all these wonderful products and all these services that empower you. And it had really kind of a genuineness about it as opposed to a bit of agenda-ish feeling of previous events.
For what it's worth, I felt that was a little bit pandering. Like I thought all the, we make stuff to make everybody's lives better. Like, meh, do you really? Or do you make stuff because it makes a lot of money? And simultaneously, you found that by focusing on, you know, trying to improve people's life with devices, you can make
My life is better because of my Apple Watch Series 4. It's better because of my iPhone XS.
Okay, the video specifically about my life is better because of my watch was pretty great. Just, I don't want to derail, but that was a great video.
I'm such a curmudgeonly Grinch. I was so bored to tears by that. Everybody else was like, oh my God, there's not a dry eye. Oh no, this is fantastic. And I was just
like, the one that was labeled the watch tells time?
No. The one about all the people that wrote letters. Like, hadn't been for being able to get a notification, now I can tell my son is crying in his crib. Or, you know, I had an elevated heart rate and it turned out I had to have an emergency C-section. And now, like, because of my watch, like, I have a healthy baby. Here she is, waving at you.
I was impressed by the one that the guy finished sitting on the rocks at the beach. The Apple Watch tells time. Oh, and some other things,
that was
too.
That was a cool video.
And I got the feeling, am I fully exploiting all the features that my watch has to offer? I need to double down and start exploring these things, make sure I'm doing everything I need to be doing.
I'm just wondering, after the feel-good video, I'm just wondering if my Apple Watch can tell me that my heart is three sizes too small. Because again,
we don't need a watch to know that.
I was bored by that.
If you had participated in the heart study, maybe that would help.
That's true.
You know, I do want to point out, John, you were talking about this being a very hardware heavy event, but we started with zero hardware. We started with Apple Arcade and nuts and bolts, $5 a month for Apple Arcade. Yep. And
cheaper than I expected.
Cheaper than I think most people expected, unless it was part of a bundle, right? And then TV Plus, I didn't see the slide for Apple Arcade Plus. Arcade or Arcade Plus, whatever it is. I didn't see on the slide if it said for a family subscription for that $5.
$4.99 for the whole family.
Okay, because it did say that for TV Plus. I did notice that. TV Plus, also $5 a month.
Do I get to gloat about TV Plus?
Yes.
Yes.
and let me start off with it. Let me introduce that, John. Sure. You were correct. You were more correct, at least, than I was. You were thinking that it would be like free or 3 months free, which was LOL. But I thought it would be more than Apple Music. I thought it would be at least as much as Apple Music and possibly as much as $19.99 a month.
I made a strong case that Disney forced that issue.
Mm-hmm.
You did. Regardless, you were right on the pricing, or at least way closer than me. And I owe you a dinner because we had a bet.
Yes.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a bet.
Oh, I remember. Okay. I assumed that they were going to have to at least come in at Disney Plus pricing. That was really where I assumed they would be, is $7 a month. And so I'm surprised. But I did sort of notice that we got a service and a service. And then we sort of got into the meat and potatoes of the event. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And as I noted at the end, Tim did say products and services, you know, for everybody. Thank you for being here. And I thought that was kind of notable, too. You know, we are seeing more and more evidence of this pivot. And what was the first hardware announcement we got was new
Apple
iPad.
Watch Series 5.
Nope. Yeah, oh, with the watch.
2-inch iPad.
Well, was it? You're right. You're correct.
Yeah,
I'm just wrong. Just wrong all over the place. Heart three sizes too small.
Wrong
on the facts.
Okay, we're gonna pause the podcast here for a minute so John can go get his bell. No, I'm kidding.
Now I'm torn because I was gonna get a new iPad Mini 5, and that gets me a year free of Apple TV Plus. But this 10.2-inch iPad for $329. Looks like a pretty good deal compared to an iPad Mini 5.
Well, yeah. That was the thing that was interesting about the TV Plus announcement was, A, it's $5 a month, and B, if you buy hardware. Now, I don't think he said watch. I don't remember.
Phone, iPad, and I ran out of space on my paper.
I know it was phone and iPad. You get a year for free. So, hey, right. So, you know, if you're Kelly and probably getting a new phone, or Charlotte and definitely getting a new phone, we'll probably talk to her about that tomorrow. We definitely have stuff to talk about. So
I might be getting a new phone, and contrary to my previous thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm more turned on by the iPhone 11 Pro.
Of course.
Than I thought I would be, and I was a little bit negative on this Pro term until I realized that Pro didn't. Pro was not slapped on as a label because it had better hardware or an OLED display and cost more. Pro is appended to the name because of the software, what the software enables you to do in a pro environment of photography. And so I'm much more at ease with the use of the term Pro, and I'm much more excited about that three lens system than I thought I would be.
Well, oh, John, you say that
if I can turn in my 10S Max and get a trade in and pay $699 out of pocket for a 11 Max,
mm-hmm.
I might do that.
You say that it's software, and it's really the marriage of software and hardware.
Computational photography.
But it's not just computational photography. It's the three lenses.
It's the integration of what they can do simultaneously.
Yeah, you know, which reminds me, there are individual camera features on a couple of Android phones that have sometimes exceed, well, certainly like in the megapixel range, which I think is a ridiculous way to measure quality on a camera. But there have been a couple of individual features on cameras, various publications have called an Android phone or another as having a better camera than iPhone. But I've always felt that on the Android side of things, the companies are either like advancing hardware or software, but usually hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Apple has very consistently advanced their camera through both improving hardware and then also by having their software do more with that hardware.
Mm-hmm. And that's the difference, I think. We've seen, I've seen lots of people who have spent time with both iOS cameras and Android cameras, or iPhone cameras and Android device cameras. And said, like, the controls on the Android side are great, but I feel like there's more camera in an iPhone. So if I could get this software and this hardware together, it'd be unstoppable. And I think we saw a good example of that today with Filmic. That was, like, I can't even imagine the hockey stick that their sales chart's going to be for today. Now that not even after the event was over, like during the event, there were probably people buying it because I don't know that people necessarily realized how powerful that stuff was and how much access developers had to it. So there was something third party that really could do loads and loads and loads of things. If you had software that would take advantage of some of that. So I think that might be that's an interesting piece of what a lot of people are going to get out of this event is like, I didn't even know the camera could do that kind of stuff. I do want to jump in.
And a glorious new time for opening of iPhone orders, 5 a.m. Pacific on Friday.
Yeah.
No,
that's
more
true.
2 a.m. adventures for East Coast people.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
is it?
3 a.m. Yeah, because it was midnight for us.
1 a.m. Mountain
lightweight.
Time,
but you know, I will. But the funny
thing, it only took him years to do that.
This shifts my burden to 2 a.m. though.
Yes, that's right.
Right? I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, no. Is it 5 for us in the 8 East Coast?
Pacific.
Yeah, it's 5 for us.
Pacific. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
At least I'm still up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Tell me I got to get up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah. Shenanigans.
First world
I'm unhappy
problems.
About it.
First world problems.
Nerd world problems. That's not even a first world problem. People with first world problems are laughing at nerd world problems.
I need to circle back to.
You can do that in 1 second. Well, okay. In 1 minute, actually. What I want to do really quick is talk to you today about our sponsor. Today's Apple event show is brought to you by My Wall Street. My Wall Street makes it much easier to start investing in the stock market. Brokers make it really easy to relieve you of your money, but they don't always have the guidance or the advice that maybe you want or need in order to get started. So you might want to go online, look up some stuff and see what kind of information you can get to make your own decisions. And it's really easy to get overloaded with that data. And then it's really easy to give up on investing in the stock market. That's where My Wall Street comes in. So they offer a short list of stocks. They also offer advice and guidance. And on that short list of stocks, they've spent hours and hours researching this list. And some of those stocks have grown dramatically since making it on that list. They are not brokers, so they offer a much simpler investing process for you. They're, like I said, they're able to offer you advice and guidance and help you get going down the investment road. And as a TDO listener, you can access the entire My Wall Street app for free for 30 days instead of the regular 7. And you can do that by going to mywallstreet.com/TDO. That's mywallst.com/TDO. Download the app and access everything within it, like I said, for a full month. And if you want to continue beyond that, it's just $9.99 a month. And we'd like to thank My Wall Street for sponsoring the show today. Now, the second half of the show here, Brian, you wanted to circle back to
John, I need to give John even more credit.
Oh,
on Apple TV Plus pricing, because John said that, I think, John, you originally said that we could see like a year free. Didn't you say that?
Yes. I said it would be free on Apple devices, but it looks like only if you buy a new device.
Is that what you originally said?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I definitely pooped on that.
Well, there was a point where you said free, a year free.
Yeah.
Because I remember going,
there would be a year long introduction or something to that effect. And I just laughed and said that was wrong. Apple's never going to do that.
I didn't tie that to having to buy a new device.
Well, no, but you did say there would be a year. They would be giving away a year. I remember that because I remember going
to the lack of content issue. They kind of danced around the idea that they'd be rolling out some content initially, and then more content would be coming out each month. And then they came out and said, yeah, free on new Apple devices. Yeah, so
there's another point.
You can see the wheels at work in their mind trying to wiggle out of the fact that they didn't have a lot of content.
There is another point. If Apple is doing a free year with a new device, it's conceivable that those who are willing to buy a new device every year can perpetually get Apple TV Plus for free.
Well, that's valid.
We don't know if that'll happen in a year. We don't know if this promo will still be around next year.
Right.
But I think there is a significant possibility of that.
A non-zero chance, to me, as they say.
And that makes you even more right, at least more right than me, because I said that Apple's emphasis on growing services and doubling services and hitting $50 billion a year in services and services and services and services, that because of that, there was no way that they were going to give away Apple TV Plus for free. Yeah. I said that strongly, and I was wrong. So, again, credit for John.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Yep. You know what impressed me also with the event?
My honesty?
When they had this engineer come out and walk us through the architecture of the A13 chip.
Yeah,
I did dig
diagrams
that.
Diagrams on the display of the different computational units and memory units and lighting them up, showing which ones light up when you have a specific task to do. That whole session with that engineer describing how the A13 works was really cool.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Not something you normally expect, and it just doubles down on the hardware emphasis of the event.
Well, can I talk about what I think was the most important announcement?
Yes, you may.
Finally, we can walk into an Apple store. I don't know why we still can't do it online. We can walk into an Apple store and get our new frickin' OS, Apple Watch.
Yes.
With the band that we want.
Yes. And the color we want. in the case we want.
Right. John Keat is no doubt very pleased at this most important innovation that Apple is bringing to market in this particular case. But it is about time. I've never understood why I couldn't get the band that I wanted, the strap that I wanted with the model of watch that I wanted. It never made any sense, and it's annoying. And I wish that I could do it online, but the mere fact that we can now walk into an Apple store
and
do that.
I thought you could do it online.
I took a note. You can do that selection online or in the store.
Are you right on that?
Yeah, I have it right in the notes in front of me in red. It says in store and it says online.
You know, that's great.
I always thought that there was some sort of logistical problem or packaging issue that Apple was imposing on the customer. And I always felt kind of like you. I always felt kind of funny about this imposition on the customer that our choice was limited. Mm-hmm. And I think Deidre O'Brien said, enough of that.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Whoever it was, and I agree with you, John, it was probably her. Whoever it was, thank you.
Yes, thank you to that person. I would also like to thank whoever it was that set up additional health studies. This is a thing I wanted to spend a little time talking about. We did have like the sort of major heart study that everyone who didn't have an original issue Apple Watch could join in. I think that was when Series 3 was released. They rolled out this heart study everybody could go be part of. And now they've announced three more. So one of them is the heart and movement study. So this is more heart rate information, a slightly different focus than the previous iteration of the health study. There's a hearing study going on, collecting data over time to find out about how everyday sound exposure impacts hearing. This data is going to go also going to be shared with the World Health Organization, who's going to be using it for some of their own stuff. And then there's also a women's health study. And that's going to be a long-term study for women, also helping with screening and risk assessment for different conditions related to women's health, which is going to be really interesting to see. Because this is one of the things that I always really liked about Apple Watch and the health possibility with the research kit innovation that came in a couple of iterations ago. Part of what I really like about it is being able to collect this kind of data at scale, because you also have people with baselines, like really healthy people who people with regular heart health, you know, standard issue sort of non-concerning heart health, or non-concerning, like people who don't have issues hearing, who sort of do what they can to limit that exposure. Having those sort of baseline people that aren't necessarily having issues, so that you have people that you're studying that do have trouble, that have some condition that you want to be able to track, and also having people, a lot of people that maybe don't have that condition, so you have a way to do some better comparison. And the amount of data that people can get from this is going to be huge. And I'm really excited about it for that piece, because I love anything that makes it so that there's more science information in the world, so that people who are scientists can make better decisions and have better information and more information to make better qualified decisions. So I think that's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about that. So I think that's going to be pretty interesting going forward, particularly if they do spend any time at media events talking about the results of some of those studies, which I think is going to be great.
Can I recap my feelings?
Yes.
So I kind of got the feeling that because of all the fuss about declining smartphone sales and Apple perhaps suffering from iPhone revenue this year and waiting for 5G to kick in, that Apple doubled down and focused on, here are all the things we do for you. Here's all the cool hardware we make for you. Here's all the software we integrate. Here's how your life is better. Here's how we empower you. Here's how we make your life better health-wise and communication-wise and photography-wise and creativity. And I kind of got this pleasant feeling that this was a nicely constructed hardware event that showed mm-hmm. all the different ways that hardware and software from Apple improve our lives. And it was a very upbeat feeling. And I didn't think there was anything missing. There was nothing. Often after these events, we go, oh, we grouse. We go, oh, we didn't get the Mac Pro, or we didn't get a new Apple TV. I'm not feeling that way this time. Apple did everything it needed to do, touched all the important bases. Mm-hmm. Nothing important was left out. And I'm very happy with the event.
I could get with that. I feel like there was a good balance, software and hardware. There wasn't ever a part where I was bored. Like the parts, like the stuff that they showed was all interesting. There wasn't a, oh, we're going to spend, you know, 10 minutes on Minecraft or something, which is something that I don't necessarily care about. Like, oh, isn't that neat? I can get a snack. You know, yeah.
Nice to see Phil again, too.
Yes, it was. I was glad to see Phil. This was an Iveless keynote as well, which we, I don't know if we've had a 100% yes. Johnny no, Ive free one, have we?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the last couple he hasn't even done a video.
Okay. I thought we'd had his voice and just not nope. seen him. So
definitely
okay.
Definitely not the one before he announced his retirement, and I don't think the one before that too.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember. But I didn't mind. I dug the videos. There is a playlist of the videos from today's event, so if you want to see what they were, Apple has that up on their YouTube page. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. And John, I agree with you. I think this was well done. I feel like we got a lot and it moved along, even though it was kind of a longer event. I thought we hustled it right along. Brian, how about you?
It was good. Some key takeaways for me are, we hardly even mentioned it, but the Apple Watch Series 5 having an always on display is pretty exciting.
Yes.
It's pretty really? Interesting.
I might have to buy a new one. I have a Series 4. I might have to get a 5.
Oh, just I'm definitely, for that. Just I'm for definitely that. Getting, I'm 100% getting a 5. The camera stuff on the 11 Pro is really interesting.
Yes.
Also very interesting was the pricing. It seemed like Apple really thought that they could make up for declining revenues by jacking up the price, and they found that there was consumer resistance to that, and they backed off on all those price increases. So the 11 starting at $699, and then the 11 Pro still starting at $999. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would like to point out the iPhone 11 is going to be less money than my 8 was when I bought my 8. And I didn't even buy like a high powered 8 or anything. It wasn't a plus. Why? So
what did you pay for your 8?
$799. Cause I didn't get the entry level capacity.
The 11, not the 11 Pro.
Yeah.
Got it. Right.
Yeah. So, this, we will end up talking about this later, but, this might be the year I switch to the monthly payment option.
That's not an app comparison, because the 11 and the XR were not competing with the 8. The 10 and 10S were competing with the 8.
Yeah, the 10 came in at $999, and the entry level 8 was $699. Or I mean, was $799, because I got the intro, right, but it's 32 gig. So as a number, that's all. Like in 2 years, the entry level phone is even cheaper. That's all.
But the 8 wasn't the entry level phone. That's my point.
Yeah, it was at the time. There was an 8 and a 10.
There was an 8 and a 10.
Yeah, 8 and 10 came out at the same time.
And I think you're wrong, Brian, because the 8 competitor is the 10R, because they're both LCD displays.
Okay, fantastic. That eliminated me saying that.
Yes.
So that no one will know what a nincompoop I am. Or as Bugs Bunny would call me, a nincalpoop.
Yeah. I just wanted to point that out. I do like that there is still an 8 for people who are team home button. If that's an option for people who want to get into an iPhone, it's $449 now, which I think is a nice price for somebody to just walk in and buy a smartphone outright. That's a nice price. Obviously, there are, you know, higher end options than that. But the entry level iPhone now is the iPhone 8 with a home button. And I thought that was cool. So,
yeah.
I'm glad to see that they're, you know, keeping the old gal around, as they say. So I think that's going to be good. And yeah, I guess we will show you in the coming weeks as we do new coverage. We will talk to Charlotte about what she ultimately decides on. We'll find out if this is the year I finally go to the leasing program. We will see what John actually comes down on as far as the phone that he actually wants. I look forward, John, to your editorial about what it is about the 11 that spins your propeller. The 11 Pro that spins your propeller.
Glass.
They did do a bunch of dropping of the phones, didn't they? I did notice that in the videos. There glass, was a lot of phones hitting the deck.
Glass case, glass optics, big, beautiful lenses. Yeah.
Okay.
Snort.
I think it's getting warm where John is. He may need a fan. So we will talk to John about that, of course, in the future. John, I look forward to your editorial about glass. Brian, I look forward to finding out
I was wrong about.
If you're getting a new watch, mostly, and what phone I'll you decide on. Watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a new watch.
Yeah.
And a 11 Pro.
And
I'm on the yearly thing, so that's...
Oh. So that's kind of a done deal anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a done deal.
Okay. Interesting. We will talk more about that in the coming weeks. And as always, you can find all of that information on the Mac Observer. Thank you both so much for being here today to talk to me about this. Brian, thanks so much for coming by.
Sure. Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
And it warms my heart. Oh, nobody knows about that. You were an incompoop, so I won't talk about it.
Excellent.
Also, John, thanks so much for being here today.
As Brian would say, pleased as punch to be here.
Aw. It makes me so happy to have both of you here. I love getting to talk to you about the events. And we will have more, as I said, on MacObserver.com. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.